Welcome back, folks. This segment is brought to us by the Game Alert made by Hogman Outdoors and Pyramid Air, which is your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Folks, occasionally we take a segment and I just visit with you and share some information, and this is one of those segments. I want to give you a little fishing update. We're going to talk about frog gigging here in a minute, too. But Texoma, Lake Texoma, I got a report from my buddy Bill Carey. The striper bite is going strong up there. The normal summer pattern slabs are working right now. That schooling action down by near Eisenhower, down on the lower end of the lake, and those stripers make those long runs. Just because of the heat, if nothing else, mornings are always better. So you can go to Facebook, you know, and like Striper Express, and Bill and crew up there post pictures pretty regularly and keep you updated. Go online to striperexpress.com if you're looking for a good guide service up there. Well, I do believe Striper Express is, I know they've been in business 35 years, definitely one of the oldest, and, you know, gosh, they've learned a lot about catching stripers in all these years. So you can check them out online at striperexpress.com. And I told you, we mentioned frogs. How many of you out there are frog giggers? Well, I tell you what, I grew up in Red River County, up north of Clarksville. Actually, my dad owned the old Dimple store. Many of you may know where that is. It's about 6 miles north of Clarksville, up on Highway 37. Well, the old store has been gone a long time, but I think dad and mother bought that back in the 40s. But there's a new Dimple store and a cafe, and I've been in there and had breakfast. A neat place, but it's not the old Dimple store where my dad used to run back in the, oh gosh, the 50s and 60s. But my dad was an avid frog gigger. There's two types of gigs you can use if you're a frog gigger. You can use a prong gig. Most of those have three prongs. Some of them have four. Really stiff prongs with barbs on them where you can sneak up on that old bullfrog and just stick him. But my dad used a gig that was called a grab gig. And you actually cock that. It's spring-loaded, and it's got the trigger is right in the middle. And it's pretty sharp, you know, where you hit a frog on in the back, it'll catch him just about every time. But you do have to hit him right. I can see my dad right now when I was a boy. Of course, back then, outdoor lights were not what we have today. He had an old Ever-Ready flashlight, a foresail, and with a glass lens, no plastic, as back in the day of glass lenses. I can see him, he's bald-headed, and I remember when I was a kid, I'd stay with him on those frog gigs. You know, by a couple of hours back then, you could get a sack full of frogs. They were just more numerous back then. But I can see him slipping through the shallows on these little old farm ponds and things like that with that grab gig, and wished I had some pictures of him doing it. But, you know, frog gigging is something that still some people do it. I'll be honest with you. I haven't gigged a frog in 10 years. Where I live, there's not that many frogs, bullfrogs. I do hear them bellowing out there in some gravel pits close to home where I fish a lot, or not a lot, but I go a few times a month out there. And that just got me thinking. I've got a newspaper article coming out on frog gigging. But I'll tell you what, to my way of thinking, there is no better eating than fresh frog legs. Oh my gosh, dust them with a little flour and just a little cornmeal and cook them until they're crispy. They're about as good as I don't know if you'd call it seafood or what, but I know a lot of you older folks probably grew up frog gigging. It's kind of a shame there's not the number of frogs that we used to have, because you can buy frog legs. A lot of restaurants have them, but by golly, it's just not the same. It's not, you know, I don't know if they're frozen or what, but they just don't taste like fresh frog legs. A lot of you may remember Bob Hood. Now, Bob was a well-known Texas outdoor writer. He wrote for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. He was the outdoor editor there for, oh gosh, I think 43 years. Great friend Bob was. He passed away about 4 years ago. But the last fresh frog legs that I had, Bob caught them. Now, Bob and I were fishing in some stock tanks up in East Texas, and he was a master worm fisherman. He could catch those bass on a worm, but he also catch frogs. He'd catch a bullfrog setting up on the bank, and at this time where we were, there were a lot of frogs. But he'd toss that worm – up there past the frog and just trickle it down. That old frog would jump on it with all four legs. And he caught, gosh, I don't know, 6 or 8 big bullfrogs that day while we were bass fishing. And took those things and cleaned them. He did. He said, Luke, I'm going to fix you back up with some frog legs. And he did just that. He cleaned those frog legs, and I cooked and fried them up while we was out there camped, you know. But that's the last frog legs I've had. I hadn't been frog gigging in a while, but I think I'm fixing to do it. I'm going to get me a not a grab gig, but a prong gig and give it a try, you know. Lots of fun. You know, something, too, I would like to mention to you, a newspaper article that I did about 3 weeks ago, Texas Fishing LLC. You can go Google Texas Fishing LLC. That's my buddy Brandon up at Caddo Mills. Brandon has got some pay fishing ponds that took my daughter and a couple of grandkids, and my son-in-law was with us, went up there and caught some fish. But Brandon also does stock ponds, in other words, redoes them, in other words, revamps them if they get full of silt and everything. He'll go in and create new habitat, dredge them out, and restock them. So if you're looking for some fish to stock or want to go fishing at his place, one of his pay lakes there, Caddo Mills, you can go online to Texas Fishing LLC and check him out there. It's a great place to fish, and you'd always catch fish there. You know, if you've been listening to our shows very much, you know I'm a rabid hog hunter. I hunt them summer and winter. But some tips now that might help you if you're a summer hog hunter, they're just as tasty in the summer. Those get you a good smaller wild hog, one weighing, you know, 80 to 125 pounds. They're very good eating. And I've got a kind of developed a different way of barbecuing them that I want to tell you about. I've got an old expanded metal grill. It's about, 35 inches by probably 4 feet long, up on legs, and I've got a fire pit there where I build a fire and put the coals underneath it. I took some wild pork here a couple of weeks ago, some backstrap and some ham meat, and sliced it pretty, probably an inch thick, and just seasoned it up really well with dry seasoning, you know, that I like, and just kind of grilled it out there on that, and then put it in my electric smoker. And what I've learned is if you expose that pork to some coals with, you know, especially hickory coals, that's what I was using, and kind of, it's probably done, but it's not really tender, and then put it in your smoker, it really adds something to the flavor. I've cooked a lot of wild hog, hunks of hog, like a whole ham, put it in my smoker, and it's great that way, but if you cook it in moisture, it does have a tendency to get so tender, the meat almost is mushy. So try it like that next time you cook some wild pork. For lack of a better term, I'd say grill it. You know, season it up real good. Put it on either over charcoal with some wood smoke. You definitely need some hickory or maybe I use a lot of wild plum wood to cook with. But get it right over the coals. And then put it in your smoker, and that'll get it more tender. But I truly believe wild pork is better like that than just cooking it, say, 14 or 15 hours wrapped in foil, because it gets so tender like that. It's, I don't know. You have to try it yourself, and then maybe we can compare notes. But the steaks cooked, grilled, and then put in the smoker seem to be, to me, a whole lot more like real barbecue. A lot of times after they're finished, you just either chop them up, you know, make chopped barbecue, or just leave them as pork steaks. Pretty tasty that way. Well, folks, about the time you're actually listening to me here, I'm going to be so far up into the northern Saskatchewan, those lakes up in there, that you're going to have to pump daylight into me. Me and some buddies are going up there fishing. It'll be our third time up there. A place called Esquatican Lake Lodge. I'm going to talk about it a lot more as the summer goes on. It's a little late to be planning a trip maybe this summer up there. Well, you probably could find a good spot still, but next year we've been going every year. If you want to go up to Canada, never thought about fishing up there, I'll certainly help you get hooked up and help you get started up there. It's not all that expensive. We spend 5 days up there fishing and everything furnished for a little less than $1,000, and that includes the float plane in and out, which is pretty cheap, I think. We do our own cooking, eat mostly fish, and we'll carry rice and beans and stuff like that up there. But something that you might think about, and I'll give you a lot of information on that, and maybe next summer you might want to, you know, plan your own trip up there. But like I say, we recorded this a week or so early, and by the time right now when you're listening to this segment, old Luke's up there hopefully fighting a big old northern pike or a good-eating walleye. But I promise to give you a real good update when I get back on the trip.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to CrockettResort.com or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466.
Folks, if you hunt hogs at night, I want to hook you up with Hogman Outdoors. They make some awesome night lights for rifle or bow. They also make the game alert that signals you when the hogs come into a feeder. Just a little red light that comes on, and when the light comes on, you get ready to make the shot. Visit them online, hogmanoutdoors.com. Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan, which is made by Air Force Air Guns, since the prototype come out. The Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in .45 caliber with a big 350 grain bullet. And it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season.
Folks, that wraps our show up for today. Remember, you can go online to catfishradio.com, and there you can download the segments all this coming week if you miss something you'd like to hear again, possibly. If you have any hunting or fishing news from your area, I'd sure like to hear about it. You can email me through the website there at catfishradio.com. Until this time next week, have fun in the outdoors.